setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about you, who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how to get there. We're helping you discover what meaningful work is for you. What's it look like? How do you get there? Why does that matter? Because we all long to make a contribution in this world. We just do. We want to do something that matters to us. And it turns out the connection to what matters to us is others. We see a contribution, a result that we can create and put it out in the world. We go, that feels good. You were created to fill a unique role. You are needed. You must do it. Somebody out there needs you to be the best version of you. So let's change the way we view work. We don't work to live, to get a paycheck. We live to work. Not because it's all of our worth and matter. No, you matter whether you work or not. But you matter a whole lot more to more people when you do the work that you were designed to do. Let's go. Let's figure it out. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Mason is up in Cleveland, Ohio. Mason, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my call. This is really cool. I have a phone interview tomorrow, and I'm very excited for the job, but I've never done a phone interview before. I mean, this right now is making me quite nervous.
Yeah.
What are some tips you have for phone calls in general and phone interviews?
You ever had a job interview before?
Yes, sir.
Well, were you this nervous about a job interview, or is it just a phone thing that's really freaking you out?
I was nervous, but I was able to talk with my career services at Bowen Wallace, and she helped prep me on what to say, and I've been reviewing your interview guide,
great.
And that's been helpful, too.
Well, here's the deal. So my point is that I was going to tell you to go read the How to Win the Interview Guide, which you are, but prepare for a regular interview and a phone interview the exact same way. The only difference is that you are in physical proximity in a face-to-face interview, so you can read their body language. You can, kind of feel the room more than you can on a phone call. But the fact of the matter is, you could also tell in a phone conversation, you can read things over the phone. I do it all the time. I don't see you right now. And I feel things sometimes, even though I can't read body language, I can feel it over the phone, and you can too. So you prepare for the phone interview exactly the way you do the in-person interview. The only thing I would add to it is that one of the little tricks is that there is a better energy when we stand and talk than when we sit. So I do the interview. I wouldn't say like heavy walking, but I would consider even pacing in the room on the phone, having some energy. It's going to, it's a little tip. You could go read up on this if you want to. You don't need to know the backstory. You just need the result. And the result is if you walk slowly around the room when you're doing the interview, you're going to have better energy than sitting down. Other than that, the interview guide is going to prepare you to ask questions, to answer questions, and then just nail it. And, make sure that you test out your phone signal, your cell signal, have a backup plan, whatever. But other than that, man, just do it. Be confident and go for it. But I love the idea of just slowly pacing during the interview.
Yes, sir. That's awesome. Thank you.
You bet. You're going to do it. You're going to crush it, man. Relentless preparation leads to reflexive performance. That's a fancy way of saying if you prepare and put into your brain what needs to be in there, it's a computer. It's going to put it out when you need it. Even in extreme anxiety, you'll still remember 75-80% of what you put in there. So over-prepare. Your brain's going to do the work for you. 844-747-2577. Stephanie's up next in Cleveland, Ohio. Stephanie, this is what's Cleveland show today here on the Ken Coleman Show. Stephanie, you're on the Ken Coleman Show. How are you?
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream. How can I help you?
So I originally reached out to the show because I was unhappy with my current job role, but there's kind of been a new issue introduced to the situation. I found out in the middle of the month last month that my job had been eliminated, and they've given me several options.
Okay.
So I'm kind of at a loss. I was unhappy, and I don't know what to do from here. I don't know what option to take or if I should take any of them.
Okay, tell me what the options are.
Severance.
How much?
Being promoted to 2 months' worth.
2 months' severance. Okay, go ahead.
I can take a part-time job, making $1.75 more an hour, or I can take a full-time job doing the same thing for $1.75 more. I also have the option to do a home lending processor position from home.
Okay, so which one of those are absolutely off the table? You know it, and I know. I mean, I don't know it yet, but which are there? Are all those on the table for you, or are there one or two that you just go, this is no way happening?
I don't want to do the full-time job because I was unhappy.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'd be putting myself in another trap.
Yeah.
I also don't want to move up because it would be moving up to a position that's kind of, I do cold calls, sales calls, stuff like that, and that becomes more
mm-hmm.
of the gist of the job. So I don't want to do that either. So really the only options I have are severance or part-time.
Well, why would we do the part-time? Because now it's less... It's less money you're making. You're still doing the same basic job, right?
Right.
Yeah. No.
I guess I'm terrified to lose my health insurance. I've been with this company for 9 years. Terrified to lose my seniority and my vacation time.
So you'll keep all that. You'll keep all that if you stay in the part-time role.
Yes. While I try to search for something else.
Oh, good. That's exactly where I was going. Okay, so here's what I think is the short-term answer. I think you take the part-time job, and so it's less misery than you're already having now.
Right.
But you have all these other things, and that also frees you up to work another part-time job in the meantime while you're searching for the next step, if you need the income. But you got all the benefits and everything else. Take the severance. Can you get the severance plus the part-time job, or no?
No, I could only take the severance. I have to wait 2 years to reapply for that.
I misunderstood that. Okay. Yeah, so I think you do the part-time job that keeps bringing some money in, plus all the benefits and everything else, and I would work another part-time job. I just wouldn't go backwards financially if you don't have to. But yeah, you're searching for the next step. This is the nudge you need. You know it and I know it. It's time.
Yeah.
You didn't like this job anyway.
I did not.
What is it that you want to do? I'm just curious.
I have never been able to figure it out. I'm 32 years old, and I'm kind of the jack of all trades, but master of none.
Well, wait
I like
a
to
second.
Work with my hands.
We're not going to let this go. We're not going to let this go. You called in for this little piddly decision, and you weren't even going to ask me about the big decision? So here's what we're going to do. So, folks, if you're new to the program, or you're listening to the podcast later, and you're going, what's this show really about? Well, let me tell you something. Stephanie is there. Stephanie says she doesn't know what she wants to do. I don't think that's true. Anytime somebody says they're jack of all trades, master of none, I say phooey. So we're going to go to commercial break. We got to pay some bills. Stephanie in Cleveland, stay there. When we come back, we're going to find your sweet spot and show you multiple things. Oh, breakthrough's coming. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. The Ken Coleman Show continuing in our maniacal obsession to help you get clear on what you were born to do. To get qualified, to do the work you want to do, to get connected for opportunities, to get started on the journey. to get promoted up the ladder to then step into that dream job so that you could truly give yourself away. You work for meaning. The money comes with that. That's the journey. Who's up for that? The whole world raises their hand, Joe. Everybody wants to work with meaning. So the path to meaningful work, it's possible. It's doable. Whether you're 18 or 58. Hey, 68 for that matter. Come on. Joe, you're getting closer to 60.
Yeah, your point.
60 is the new 50.
Well, that's good.
If, as soon as you get to a certain point, you go, oh, I still got some juice. Like, you're not going to slow down at 60.
Heck no.
That's all I'm saying. In your mind, is 60 too late to figure out what we teach and go do what you want to do?
No, because Colonel Sanders, he didn't even get the idea of doing chicken until he was in his 60s.
See, how about Joe dropping it? How about Joe dropping some facts? Hey, if you're in your 60s and you're going, the ship has sailed, Joe's got a bucket of original or crispy chicken for you. Which is your favorite?
Original.
Yeah, me too. Madison, do you even eat fried chicken? You're such a clean eater.
I don't think I had KFC in like 10, 15 years.
What? Joe, I'm getting us a bucket of chicken on Friday.
Let's do it.
She's got to eat herself. I know you're so disciplined, but you need a good old...
Doesn't fit my diet. Not fried chicken.
One piece of fried chicken?
The grease.
What if we wipe it down? What if we pat it with the paper towel? The quicker
that
picker
might work.
Upper.
That might work.
All right. Before we went to break, Stephanie had called in from Cleveland, Ohio. She's still on the line. And Stephanie called because she was not happy in her work, and yet she hadn't figured out what she really, really wants to do. And now she got notice that her position's being eliminated. So she said, I got three options. Well, none of the options that she ran over with me included stepping forward towards her dream job or what she was created to do. And so I said, well, I got to know. What do you want to do? She says, I don't know. And I said, yeah, you do. Hang on. We're going to figure it out. And so this is someone who is in stage one. We got to help her get clear. So here we go. Stephanie, are you ready?
I am ready.
Come on. You're getting some extra bonus time on the Ken Coleman Show. Two segments.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, well, you know what that means. The pressure's on. You got to nail this. No, I kid.
I do.
You're fine. You got this. Okay. So before we walk through talent, passion, mission, talent, what you do best, passion, the work you love to do, mission, the results you really would love to produce in the world, you've been listening to this show long enough. You know the drill. Stephanie, come on now. What would you do tomorrow if you knew you could not fail? You didn't even have to commit to it for a long term. We just tried it. What would you try?
I would try something in the art field.
Tell me more. Keep going.
I like to create things. I can pretty much, if you ask for it, I can make it.
Be more specific. Hold on. Are we talking wood, machines, both? What are you talking about?
Wood with motorized parts.
Okay. I want a set of four Adirondack chairs, Stephanie. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to stain them my color that I'm thinking through. I got one options. So I want some well-built Adirondack chairs. Can you do that?
I could probably do that.
Well, why are you so confident that you can do that?
It's just a knack that I have.
You're just good at building stuff, creating stuff.
I am.
Yeah. Could you also carve in the C for the Coleman family in the head rest area of each of the Adirondack chairs? Little.
I could.
Interesting. So why aren't you doing that? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you creating stuff on the side?
On the side? Now that I have not thought about, but as a primary career, I guess I've never really...
Well, wait a second.
It's Cleveland.
What? People don't like nice custom wood creative things in Cleveland?
I guess that they like them, but like I don't know of any companies that would currently hire someone like me to make those things.
Well, I never said anything about you working for a company, but we'll get to that in a second. I'm starting at the top of the mountain. I'm going to come down a little bit, okay, in a minute. But in all seriousness... What's keeping you from starting that on the side right now? Because if you start it on the side right now, it's extra money, which you could use anyway. Number two, you wouldn't even have to pay yourself. You could just save up all the money you make, keep saving, keep saving, keep saving, keep saving, until you have 6 months of a salary in the bank. And then you go, I can do this. I can step out and do this full time. And I got 6 months of my salary to back me up. And I got business and I got clients and I've eased into this. I think over a 2 to 3 year period, maybe even sooner, depending on how talented you are and how much you'll hustle to get your stuff out there in front of people. But I'm talking about working for yourself.
That would be the ultimate goal.
I know. I knew that. How in the world did I know that?
I don't know. You're just that good.
No, it's because you told me. You basically told me. So you never even thought about doing it on the side, but the side's the best way to do it. You know why? It takes the pressure off of you. You're not relying on it for an income. Hard to be creative when you're stressed, huh, Stephanie?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That's the mistake a lot of entrepreneurs make. They go, okay, I want to do this for myself. I'm going to go all in. And they put all this financial pressure on themselves and they spend all their time trying to figure out how to feed themselves instead of just doing the work and getting better at it and better at it and better at it and getting more clients and more clients and more clients. That's all you need to do. So here's what I want you to do. You have one homework assignment for me. I want you, before you go to bed tonight, to create a menu of things that you would offer to people. Okay? Could be, I'm making this up, you know, custom woodwork. I can do iron art, you know, for your yard or for your, whatever. You need to go, this is what I'm going to offer, and keep it to the things that you know you can deliver on and do really well at. Make sense?
Yes.
Could be 3 to 5 items. Nothing more than that to start with. Then day two homework assignment is I want you to launch a Facebook page, an Instagram page, take pictures of everything you've ever done. I don't care if you got to drive over to Uncle Larry's house and go, hey, Uncle Larry, you know that iron rooster I made for your backyard? I need to take a quick picture. And you got to start putting your stuff out there so everybody sees what you do, okay? And you don't even have to have a website to get started. You just need a phone number and an email address, social media account. Say, hey, I will do custom wood, iron work, whatever, crafts, whatever. Start doing it. Now, in the meantime, I want you to think about what you could do. And there may not be Adirondack chair production companies in Cleveland, but there are cabinet makers. There are woodworking companies where you're assembling something and you've got all those basic skills, yes or no?
Yes.
So go work for them. At least you're doing something with your hands, something you love creating. That sounds better than what you've been doing in sales, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Come on, Stephanie. You're telling me that nobody in Cleveland, Ohio has got a company where they do woodwork or some type of custom fabrication. Anything fabrication, I think you would fit in there as well. At least
yeah,
you're in
I
the...
Yeah, I bet I could find a few.
I know you could. And guess what? You do a good job. And more importantly, you would actually be modeling the proximity principle, which says in order to do what Stephanie wants to do, she's got to be around people that are doing it and in places where it is happening. Just because you're working for somebody else, just because it's not as custom as what you would love to do, as long as you are working with your hands, creating, you're in your sweet spot. Do you understand that?
Yeah, and then absolutely.
You're making all kinds of connections too. Who knows what's out there? You don't even know because you're not hanging out with those people. Get where they are. Stephanie, I'm proud of you. Thanks for hanging on the line, but there's no excuse. So you go get what day jobs you need to get and preferably doing what it is we just discussed. And then you start this thing on the side today. You understand?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
You're wonderful.
Hey, listen, you're wonderful. You've got this. We got to get to the point. Damon, the brand leader's in here. We got to get to the point where we have some sort of thing where on Facebook, we send everybody in Cleveland who wants something custom wood done to Stephanie and help her get started. We don't have that yet. We need to figure that out. I'd order some chairs if I was in Cleveland. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit BurstOralCare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's BurstOralCare.com. That's BurstOralCare.com. Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. I get this question all the time. Ken, I'm in debt. I've got debt. I'm following Dave Ramsey's baby steps. I'm in baby step two, which is where you pay off all your debts, smallest to largest. I can't pursue the dream, can I? Can I? Is it possible for me to pay off debt while I am pursuing the dream? How is that even possible? And the answer is yes, it's possible. What we've learned from all of the debt-free screams is that one by one, these folks call into the show or they stand here in our Ramsey Solutions studio lobby, and they'll basically say, I made a good bit more money from when I started the debt-free journey to now. I'm making a good bit more. Why? Focus. Intensity. So you can pay off debt and do the discovery and get clear, which is stage one. You can pay off debt and get qualified, which is stage two. You can pay off debt and get connected, which is stage three. And you can certainly pay off debt and get started, which is stage four. Well, you know, some of you just simply need to move jobs. You need to just make a switch. There's no, it's just boom, I'm moving from here over here. I'm making more money. Gets me out of debt faster. And one of the ways that you can actually move all of this forward better and faster is through our Ramsey Plus membership. It's all of our best tools from Ramsey Solutions and Dave Ramsey's Baby Steps, FPU. We've got the actual plan, so it tells you how to get out of debt. If you're in it, you don't know how. And then you're going to get the budget under control, knowing where your money's going. Our Every Dollar app connects directly to your bank account if you want that feature. It's unbelievable. And then you can track your progress with the Baby Steps app, which helps you gain momentum, see that you're progressing, and it keeps you on track. So I got to tell you, if you get out of debt and get your money house in order, you're going to be able to do what it takes to work with meaning faster and better. You just are. DaveRamsey.com if you want to sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus. DaveRamsey.com and click on Ramsey Plus. It's a free trial so you can kick the tires. And if you're not working it, it's not happening for you, it's because you're not doing it, but you're certainly not committed to it. So give it a try, but it's a game changer. 844-747-2577. Brandon is up in Owensboro, Kentucky. Brandon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken.
How are you, Brandon?
Great to speak with you. I'm doing well.
Good.
Listen, I talked to you about a year ago, and at that point I was in a toxic work environment, someplace I didn't want to be, didn't really have which way I wanted to go. And I worked your career clarity guide and your proximity principle, and I want to tell you, I've got an offer on the table right now that I can guarantee you that I would not have gotten if it had not been for your proximity principle. So I thank you for that.
Well, you did the work. I just told you how, but you went and did it. So you get the real praise, man. Good for you.
Right. I have a little bit of apprehension because it's in a, you know, it's a sales role. It's an outside sales role with a smaller company that I was targeting. However, I've never been in a true, heavily commission based, sales role. And I'm walking into a good situation, you know, taking over accounts and it's in a flourishing industry right now with construction and ag.
Stop thinking about it and do it. Stop thinking about it and do it. You just told me everything I needed to hear. The reason I cut you off is because I'm not going to sit here and let you wallow in your doubt when I can offer you a hand and pull you out.
Yeah.
Here's why. Here's what made it a done deal for me. You're taking over, you're walking into a situation with you're inheriting accounts with a successful company. A company so successful or so desirable to you that this is who you targeted.
Yeah.
And now they've offered you a position and you're going, I've never done commission before. I get it. I totally understand what you're feeling. I get it. But you're not having to go out and build it. You're stepping in. You have to maintain right now. Like your first 30 to 90 days is just maintain, right?
Yeah, learning and putting my hands on the equipment, you know.
Right. But my point is the commission is built in.
I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But is it not the commission's built in because you're taking over existing accounts?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's always, you know, there's always a chance that, you know, with that type of sales, it's not a foregone conclusion that buyers or that, you know, accounts are going to buy. It's based on needs, but
yes, but you know, the point is you have existing clients that you're taking over, so you're not walking in from day one having to build everything from the ground up. True or false?
No, true.
Then
true.
Do you believe in yourself?
I do.
Do you believe that you can learn?
My wife and I are blessed that we're in baby step 5 and 6. So we can take a step back in salary if it takes time to build.
Well, I got to tell you something. It is possible that I get hit by an 18-wheeler today. Good. It could happen. But wouldn't I have some say in that? Like, I'm sitting in my studio right now. No chance an 18-wheeler hits me right now.
Right.
Where would I have to be, Brandon? Where would I have to put myself? What actions would I have to take that would increase my chances of getting hit by an 18-wheeler?
I'm playing on the interstate, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I didn't say in my car when I'm driving. I'm saying, like, me just getting hit. So I'd have to hop.
Right.
What are we, Joe? About 500 yards or so from the 65 right near?
Yes.
I'd have to go running out there and jump over the guardrail and start dancing and bebopping and running wind sprints across 65 to increase my chances. Isn't that fair, Brandon?
That is fair, yeah.
So it sounds outrageous, but I'm going somewhere. What do you have to do? What actions do you have to take to lose all of those accounts that you're inheriting?
I'd have to not do anything, and that's not it. I'm gonna get in there and put forth my effort, and you know, something that I can see myself. You know, I'm gonna love it.
Exactly.
You know? So,
Brandon, I got breaking news for you. There's zero chance that I'm going to run out onto 65 after the show and start dancing around. So, therefore, I don't have to worry about getting hit by a tractor trailer. You see my point here?
Yeah. Right.
You're going to work hard. You're going to learn well. You're going to do everything you can. You're going to read books about outside sales. You're going to listen to sales podcasts. You're going to become a student of sales and sales techniques. And that's in addition to just working hard and learning as they train you. You, sir, are a rock star. Because very few people get to baby step 5 and 6. They just do. In the grand population, you know that as well as I do. You're disciplined.
Yeah.
You are focused. You don't have to worry about financial ruin. If for some reason the industry falls out, the bottom falls out, you're in baby step 5 and 6. You got plenty of warning on that. You're fine. You're not going to starve, nor are you going to be homeless living under a bridge. Come on, Brandon. Step into this, man. Your best days are ahead. This is where you make big money. Am I right, Brandon?
You are right.
So I want you to stop thinking about and focusing on how you could fail and what it would look like if you failed. And why don't you focus on what it looks like to win? Because I got to tell you, Tom Brady did not go into the Super Bowl this week and think about how bad it would suck if they lost. Do you think he spent any time thinking about how painful it is to lose the Super Bowl?
I would say not.
No. What was Tom Brady thinking about? He was thinking about winning and preparing to win. And if we lose, it's not the first time. We'll be all right. But I know this, the difference between great men and women is that they focus on winning. They don't focus on losing. Is losing an option? Yeah, it is. It's just part of it. We'll lose well. We'll learn from it. We'll channel that feeling, but we focus on winning. Brandon, I'm having some fun at your expense because you're just a rock star and you need to start acting that way. Believe that. I want you to throw your shoulders back right now, Brandon. You just got offered a great opportunity. You've earned it. Go crush it, man. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Oh, helping you turn your dreams into realities. This is the Ken Coleman Show. This is a different kind of talk radio show. Not talking about politics. We're talking purpose. The only screaming we do on this show is the dream scream, which, by the way, I got a great email today from Madison. She said, this is going to be a great dream scream. And I read the email. I just get this big old smile on my face. It's a great story. So we're getting more and more of those because the show is, gee whiz, Joe, I guess we're approaching year four, where our fourth anniversary. This will be this September 11th coming up of 2021, 4 years on the air, thousands and thousands and thousands of phone calls. And it takes time to step into the dream job. You know, some people will do it a little faster than others, but most of the time we're talking a while. And so we're seeing more and more people emails to go, hey, I got the dream job. And so if you're willing to share your story, and I'm asking you to be willing, here's why. I can teach about it. I can talk to other people about it. But when you share your journey, other people listen to you and they go, oh, that sounds a little bit like my story. They did it. I can do this. So here's what you do. If you're about ready to step into it or you already have and you're reluctant, just think about it. Would you please consider it? And then I want you to email us, ask@kencoleman.com, put dream scream in the subject line and just tell us your story. And Madison and Joe, they'll get back to you. And we give you a very simple questionnaire to fill out that will allow you to just answer the question. I do all the work. I'll get you on the phone. And I'll just ask you the questions. I just want you to share your story. And then we, at the end of the call, you'll count it down and scream, I'm living the dream. And Joe's got some great music. And we just have a big time. But if you would consider doing that, that's such a fun thing for us as a team. But more importantly, it's so encouraging to the men and women that listen and watch this show. 844-747-2577 is the number. Kayla is out in Las Vegas, Nevada. Kayla, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
So I've completed your career clarity worksheet, and I am just stumped in the last step in finding my sweet spot.
Okay, so that's the mission piece, results that matter deeply to you. These are the things that bring your soul joy. When you do work that you love, passion, and then you produce a result that you just go, I my heart is so full, I can't even describe it. That's the kind of stuff we're looking at. And so we ask you, who are the people you want to help? What challenge or problem do they have? Or maybe there's a desire they have. And then what are the solutions or this one primary solution that you really want to bring to them? Is that where you're getting stuck?
Yes.
Okay. What are you not able to answer in those three questions? People you want to help, problem you want to solve, or solution you want to provide?
So I actually have Turner syndrome that only affects women. So I actually want to really connect that community. It's very rare. So I have thought of different things in the past, like camps, books, worksheets, things like that. And I haven't quite hit that light bulb on how I want to help that community and also connect them.
Okay, great. But here's the good news. You know the people you want to help and the problem you want to solve. You're just not sure what the solution is, correct?
Right.
So I don't know about the syndrome. What is it called? Because I want to get educated.
Right. So it's called Turner syndrome, and it deals with your chromosomes, and it actually only affects women.
And it's spelled T-U-R-N-E-R, Turner?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And when you said it's very rare, do you have any idea how many people are affected by this in the United States and then around the world?
I believe... I don't have the exact statistic, but I can say I know I didn't meet another woman or girl with Turner syndrome until I was 23.
Okay, but that's a homework assignment for you. This will actually be a really fun exercise for you that mm-hmm. I call clarify and verify. We want to dig deeper into this. So I want you to do the research on this. Somebody out there knows. It's online or there's an organization or somebody knows how many women are affected by Turner syndrome in the United States and then globally. Get the answer to that. Okay. While you're out there, homework assignment two is see what organizations are serving them. How are they serving them? Because you've already got these ideas from your own personal experience, correct?
Right. So and I only know of one organization.
Okay. And what are they? How do they serve these women?
They do conferences and they have resources. but the resources, at least to me, tend to lean towards medical and science, which is great, but not so much the emotional or even just the community side of it as much. They definitely do have a little bit of it.
Kayla, I got to stop you. You just laid it out. You just got the breakthrough that you were looking for. Did you hear it?
I think so.
Yeah. Did you hear it? You went, I don't want to offer solutions on the medical and the science side. I want to offer it on the emotional and community side.
Absolutely.
That's it. Now, we have a starting place.
Yes.
Now you got to go do that research. And now you got to take, and you got to go verify, is there another major organization? If there's not, and it's just one organization, guess what? It's time for a competitor. Or maybe it's time for a partner. Maybe it's time for a partner.
Right. I would definitely say partner, because I think they are doing good work in what they're doing as well.
Great. So I want you to come up with all of the solutions that you've got. You've got resources. You've got thoughts. You already laid one out, I think, with the camp idea, but I think you need to think through some other things. What are the things that you wish you had right now? And here's the beauty of this exercise, Kayla, is that you know what it's like to have Turner syndrome.
Right.
You know what these women are experiencing. So what resources would you create for yourself? What do you most need as you battle this? That becomes what you offer.
Gotcha.
This is no more. You're not stuck anymore.
And the
journaling?
Speaking portion of it is what would be really helpful.
Good. Then start doing that. Start making some YouTube videos. You don't have to share them if you don't want to yet.
Mm-hmm.
Do a couple podcast ideas. Write some blogs. Start sharing your voice. Start sharing your heart. Now.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Now look, this is probably a dream job on the side for a while, right?
Right.
Until we get to the point maybe where we're qualified to work for this organization. Where is this organization located?
They are actually in the Midwest, and I want to say they are in Texas, so more south.
Okay. Well, Texas doesn't have a state income tax. There's some good news. Maybe you should start looking to how could I get into that organization? Or what if I moved and got a good job, maybe doing what I'm doing now in Las Vegas, but I'm going to do it in the same city this organization is in. Why? Because that gets me one step closer, a whole lot closer, I would suggest. Correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this isn't so hard after all, is it?
No, not so hard.
So here, we just need to take some steps. I gave you homework. I want you to really consider moving to Texas. Find out where this place is. See if you use the proximity principle. Hang on the line. Madison's going to give you a copy of my best-selling book, whatever format you want. And I want you to read it. And I want you to employ the tactics because it's very practical. And I want you to get as close to that organization you can, ideally, even if you're doing some other type of job that's not the dream job in that organization, and you begin to develop this stuff inside the organization. I don't know. This could go a lot of ways.
Right.
But that's your passion. That's what you want to do. And I think you got to follow it. And it's not as scary and as difficult as it seems. We just proved it. Oh, man, I love it. You know, that's an example. This is not a blanket diagnosis. However, my wife once said to me, and I've shared it many times on the show, it's powerful. She says, and I'm paraphrasing, out of great pain comes tremendous passion. And it's true. Here's Kayla going, I've suffered with this really rare syndrome, and it only affects women. And it's really, really rare, and thus there's just not a whole lot of resources out there. And I want to do something here. I've overcome it. I'm fighting with it. It's not holding me back. It's making me better, and I want to help other women. That is beautiful. Love it. She's going to do great work. Hey, my time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Kullman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.